Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
Now, I want to move on to a story you've been hearing about in our news this morning. You may talk of Columbus's sailing across the Atlantic Sea, but he never tried to go railing from Ennis as far as Kilkee. So go the opening lyrics to Percy French's "Are You Right There, Michael?", a song which pilloried the West Clare Railways. But a man, Percy French, who it is now suggested could be used to brighten up the rail station in Ennis. Councillor Pat Daly is on the line, Ennis Councillor. Councillor Daly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin.
And thank you very much for joining us this morning. Is this a bit of a tongue-in-cheek suggestion?
Not really. It was a motion that went through last week with Ennis Municipal District where I put in a motion. It was originally tied up by James Breen, Councillor James Breen, but I actually put down a motion that we sit down with Erin and Erin with a view to enhancing the site at the moment. And the site at the moment isn't up to standard. And people in the town and the tourists that come into the town, they arrive in the train and the bus from all over the country. And the first thing they see is that site, and it's a derelict site at the moment.
So what about the site directly adjacent to the station itself, is it?
That's the site, yeah, where the old West Clare Railway train was parked there for many, many years when it closed down, the line closed down in 1961. So what I'm trying to do, and the council are trying to do, is enhance the site. I mean, here we are, we're trying to win a Tidy Towns in 2017, and we drive down to the railway station and we see a derelict site. You know, if they only cut the grass, and there's several ideas we could come up with that would enhance the site, and that actually is the proposal.
Is it that bad, really?
It is.
Does it matter that much?
If I remind you of an old field in West Connemara at the moment, there's so much hay in it. You know, it just doesn't look right, Gavin, and we want to do something about it.
And, I mean, there's been a lot of focus and a lot of criticism of the station itself in terms of facilities and otherwise over the last little while. Some people might wonder why you're not devoting your energies into that, improving access there, for example.
Well, in fairness to the station is good. Like, you know, just that there isn't enough staff there, I'd say. But what we're trying to do, I mean, it's the site and the way I'm talking about. The station is doing well. We're getting transport from Ennis to Dublin and Galway and buses and trains and all that. We're very, very fortunate to have a railway station. But when the tourists arrive, or the general public arrive after the train or the bus, they walk out or drive out and they see a derelict site on the right-hand side. And it was a famous site because the train for the old West Clare railway line was there. And what I would like to see is some sort of a team to remember the Percy French song and put in a picnic area, put in seating, cut the grass first anyway.
Okay.
Do something with it.
And in absence of this being done, as it looks now, you likened it with a Connemara field. Are you suggesting you're concerned about what it's saying about Ennis or the impression it's giving about the town as a whole?
Yeah, it's not up to standard at the moment. I mean, we just want to improve it.
Okay, stay with us, Councillor Daly.
Yeah.
Barry Kenny joins us. He's with Erin O'Dearan. Good morning to you, Barry.
Morning, Gavin.
You've been listening to some of that. What's your response?
Look, we do have to improve that area, and I'm pleased to confirm that we will be. It needs regular cutting, particularly in the summer months, and we would hope certainly at the latest next week to be undertaking that initial cut and to make sure we regular cuts up through September, obviously the flowers in August. And a lot of focus around it, but right through the summer it does need to be presented better than it is at the moment, so we will be doing that, and hopefully people using the station will see that improvement imminently. Obviously that's an ongoing maintenance issue, as was mentioned about other uses. We are looking in terms of just wider accessibility improvements in the station, of a potential for and obviously there'd be planning issues, but a potential for then a footpath going through that area to link the main road directly to the station. So that is something that's probably a little bit further down the line, but certainly immediately we will be getting that work done and improving the appearance of it.
So some works will be carried out there, but you'd admit it hasn't been good enough over the last little while. Have you been forced into doing this?
No, it is part of our summer activity and summer program. Look, we are working in an underfunded situation, but it is important that for our service and indeed for the town itself that we give a good impression. So we are committed to that, and we'll be, as I say, taking that place. And it's not just a one-off; it will be regularly done right through up to and including September.
You'll welcome that, I'm sure, Councillor Daly.
Oh, definitely. And what I would love to do is sit down with Sperry and the council officials there and try and enhance it, like, you know, with possibly seating or even a plaque to Percy French. You know, there's a lot of ideas there we could do that would enhance the railway station as well, like, you know, and I hope Sperry would consider that.
Would you be open to
that? I mean, it would be a very good idea. I mean, because obviously, as I say, you know, we are in an underfunded situation. We do anticipate we'll get some specific funding for accessibility works, but if you can combine the benefit of accessibility works with something that creates a better area, yeah. It's good for the town and it's good for us, so we'd certainly be happy to sit down with the council and public representatives and look at what the options are there.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, so you're satisfied then, Councillor Daly?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Anything that will enhance the town is great. And I think Barry has been very positive there, Gavin, and hopefully it'll happen.
And you talked about accessibility works. Just to be 100% clear, Barry, are you talking just about this site, or would that also potentially extend to the platform where we've discussed before there have been issues for people with limited mobility, for example?
It will extend to the station and platform facilities as well.
Okay.
Whether we, and again, I suppose we would have had, I suppose, quite ambitious plans for Ennis and for other stations in the range of accessibility. Now, the level of funding that's available at the moment probably doesn't reach to that point, but what we're doing is, certainly in other stations, and Ennis we would hope to do as well, is just, you know, practical modifications that make the whole station area more accessible and just make it easier for customers who require assistance to use. I should say as well, I suppose I'm pleased to be speaking to you this morning, because obviously people who do use Ennis Station travelling to and from Limerick for the last 3 weeks have had bus transfers in place, mm-hmm. because we've had a major resignalling project taking place at Limerick Station. That completed on schedule last night, and full services have restored this morning. So we have the full scheduled timetable back this morning, okay. And we thank our customers for their patience during the few weeks, but it means that we now have a modern signalling system in Limerick which will serve us for decades to come.
And just go back to the accessibility issue, how long do you think until those works are, until the funding might be in place for those works?
It is something that we're just looking at the design and the funding availability at the moment, so I'm certainly happy to come back to you, Gavin, when we have a bit more clarity on that.
But it's not it's not imminent or in the near future.
It is. We would hope we'd be talking about, you know, kind of in the coming months as opposed to a longer term. But certainly, we'd hope to have a bit more clarity on that over the coming weeks.
I don't know if you're familiar with how you're right there, Michael, but that was part of Pat Daly's suggestion there, a memorial to Percy French, who ridiculed the railways. I'm wondering what Aaron O'Dearan might say to that.
Yeah, look, it's part of the heritage, to be fair, and you know we're all mindful of the fact that while we have to provide a modern service, we're also custodians of a network and buildings that are part of Irish life through the years. Believe it or not, my own school in Portmarnock in County Dublin staged a play on the life of Percy French, and that song was featured in it, so I am well familiar in it from many, many years ago.
Will I ask you for a bar or two?
No, I won't go that far. It's too early for your listeners to suffer, you know.
Well, that's okay. Well, look, it's good to hear that some sort of works to be carried out there, and hopefully we'll see those in the very, very near future as well. Pat Daly and Barry Kenny, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. All
the very best. Barry Kenny there, of Aaron O'Dearan, and before that, Councillor Pat Daly, Fianna Fáil member of the Ennis Municipal District of Clare County Council, and doesn't want to see a statue there. Put in a flower bed, she says, put the money for a statue to better use. Let us know your thoughts at home.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.